can dance. Every dance with the guy who gives you the eye, let him hold you tight. You can smile, every smile for the man who held your hand beneath the pale light. But don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, say the last dance for me.
Sure, we could have gone with Stand By Me. Pretty well-known tune from Ben E. King, but we'll go back to the Drifters, who had a number one hit back in 1960 with this one. Ben E. King on the vocals, Save the Last Dance for Me. Real name Benjamin Earl Nelson. Ben E. King, born on this day in 1938. He died in 2015 at the age of 76. The Drifters and Save the Last Dance for Me. Benny King, born on this day back in 1938. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks so much for joining us on this Monday morning. We officially now know Amy Coney Barrett is the president's nominee for the Supreme Court seat. Not a lot of misdirection, not a lot of uncertainty about this leading up to the Saturday announcement. Amy Coney Barrett was a finalist for the Kavanaugh selection. The president seemed to like him quite a bit. She has supporters essentially across the spectrum on the right, and it felt like the right move to make. It felt like the right decision to make. The president felt that way. I feel that way, though my power is far less than that of the president. But I thought Amy Coney Barrett is a fantastic choice for the open U.S. Supreme Court seat. We heard from her on Saturday after the president officially introduced her as his selection. Just a couple of cuts here from Amy Coney Barrett. She only spoke for about 7.5 minutes or so. Amy Coney Barrett, Saturday, cut one.
I was lucky enough to clerk for Justice Scalia. And given his incalculable influence on my life, I am very moved to have members of the Scalia family here today, including his dear wife, Maureen. I clerked for Justice Scalia more than 20 years ago, but the lessons I learned still resonate. His judicial philosophy is mine too. A judge must apply the law as written. Judges are not policymakers, and they must be resolute in setting aside any policy views they might hold.
Amy Coney Barrett on Saturday, that's a key cut. That's a key clip right there, because it's going to help to counter any arguments from Democrats that they don't know enough about Amy Coney Barrett to vote on her. And I've heard a little bit about that. It's not the biggest criticism they've had over the weekend, but there's a bit of we need to have a lengthy hearing to determine what she believes. Well, there was just a hearing for her as an associate or as an appeals court justice 3 years ago. Democrats got a chance to grill her, and that was the infamous Dianne Feinstein, the dogma lives loudly in you moment. But in that soundbite, we also find her judicial philosophy is Antonin Scalia's judicial philosophy, music to the ears of many on the right, but also a quick shorthand to answer questions from Democrats. What's her philosophy? Well, there you go. Antonin Scalia. Clerked for him, and following in his footsteps in a judicial philosophy realm as well. Amy Coney Barrett, a little bit about her and her family. Cut two.
The president has asked me to become the ninth justice. And as it happens, I'm used to being in a group of nine, my family. Our family includes me, my husband Jesse, Emma, Vivian, Tess, John Peter, Liam, Juliet, and Benjamin. Vivian and John Peter, as the president said, were born in Haiti, and they came to us 5 years apart when they were very young. And the most revealing fact about Benjamin, our youngest, is that his brothers and sisters unreservedly identify him as their favorite sibling. Our children obviously make our life very full. While I am a judge, I'm better known back home as a room parent, carpool driver, and birthday party planner. When schools went remote last spring, I tried on another hat. Jesse and I became co-principals of the Barrett E-Learning Academy. And yes, the list of enrolled students was a very long one. Our children are my greatest joy, even though they deprive me of any reasonable amount of sleep.
A.B. Cody Barrett on Saturday talking about her family, who will be attacked here in the next few weeks, so prepare for that. And finally, one more from Amy Cody Barrett from Saturday. This is after President Trump officially named her as his selection for the open Supreme Court seat. Cut three.
It is important at a moment like this to acknowledge family and friends. But this evening, I also want to acknowledge you, my fellow Americans. The president has nominated me to serve on the United States Supreme Court, and that institution belongs to all of us. If confirmed, I would not assume that role for the sake of those in my own circle, and certainly not for my own sake. I would assume this role to serve you. I would discharge the judicial oath, which requires me to administer justice without respect to persons, do equal right to the poor and rich, and faithfully and impartially discharge my duties under the United States Constitution.
Amy Cody Barrett on Saturday. Confirmation hearings, October 12th. A lot of misinformation and a lot of bad spin coming from the left. One I saw a couple of times in the weekend essentially said, if Barrett is confirmed, that means that five justices will be nominated by presidents who did not win the popular vote. They count the left. This is Barb McQuaid. She actually teaches at the University of Michigan Law. So I'm not sure what that's worth if she's tweeting out stuff like this, because the two nominated by George W. Bush, Roberts and Alito, were nominated after George W. Bush won 51% of the vote in 2004. So it's wrong on that count. Also, missing are the Supreme Court justices that Bill Clinton had nominated. He also did not win 50% of the vote. Some context missing and just some flat-out wrong information. Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show.